This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting live and in living color from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, all across the country to great radio stations. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women, as well as to our great EMTs, our firefighters, our police officers, not to forget about our hospital and ER room workers, not to forget about our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, keeping all of us free and safe. And everybody working on a third watch, thank you, thank you, thank you very, very much for everything that you're doing out there, keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now, Friday morning, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All righty, there you are. Now, let's start with a pledge. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. All right, well, Kyle, we got to start with the obvious, and that's the weather in Texas right now, in Louisiana. We have got areas, Houston over to Beaumont, where they've had as much as 43 inches of rain. And in some cases, especially in Beaumont, the water is right up to the traffic lights on the streets.
Yes, that's exactly right, Captain. We've seen some photos come out, not only from Houston, of course, where we see cars underwater on the different freeways, but also from Beaumont. Very disturbing. We understand that one person was killed in Beaumont earlier because of a downed power line that came, got into the floodwaters. Another person was in a submerged van, and they died and were pulled out of that submerged van. So that's two people we know of at this time, so very, very sad. All across Texas, the governor, of course, has declared a state of emergency in some 13 counties, with, of course, the cities of Winnie and Beaumont right now being the hardest hit from what we can tell.
Well, Beaumont is very low over to the Louisiana line, and there's a number of places there where you can see that they're at or below sea level, and they've got these sticks on the side of the road that show what happens when the water reaches a certain level, and there's several hundred vehicles that have been left out on the interstate tonight.
That's exactly right. And so, of course, the people in Beaumont as well have been asked to, of course, move to higher ground if they can. And also, Captain, in Houston, many parents, we understand, are very angry because schools were not closed on Thursday. They will be closed on Friday, we understand, but some of the students even reporting that by early in the afternoon, water was already coming into the schools.
Yep.
Parents having a terrible time trying to get there to get their kids, and the kids, of course, being worried about what's going on at home. So schools on Friday in Houston will be closed.
And again, again, for you truckers that are down there on I-10 right now, Houston is kind of a no-go zone. So if you have a way of going east and going around Houston, even if it's going up through Dallas, coming from the west coast to the east coast and vice versa, I would suggest you do that. Go up that way, come across 20, and perhaps cut down the old way that we used to over there in Mississippi and go down U.S. 49 down to Florida. That would take you around all of it, especially if you're one of those long-haul guys on 10 trying to go back and forth, because you probably won't be able to get through to the Louisiana line once you get in the Houston area east. That's my guess. What do you think, Kyle?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. You're going to have to pay attention, of course, to any of the local traffic and so forth, because this is a changing situation. It's going to take time for these waters to recede, no doubt. And all during the day, Captain, we understand about 100 people already were rescued on Thursday.
Yeah.
Over 1,000 calls to 911.
Yeah, well, they had over 1,000 in the first 24 hours. They had over 1,000 high water rescues.
Yes, and then also reports of a Coast Guard helicopter, I think, landing on I-10, trying to help somebody. So it's literally all hands on deck, and people are helping their neighbors, obviously, but this is devastating and being categorized as catastrophic flooding in Houston.
I think they described this as a 500-year flood on top of the one that they had a few years ago.
Right. I saw it described as the second 500-year rain in a couple of years, basically. So this is big time.
Yeah, so you pay attention there in Houston. We wish everybody Godspeed, and please, 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 turn around, don't drown. Turn around, don't drown. We've already told you about a couple of people dying, one person dying in a van who actually did drown, and they probably drove into water they couldn't get out of, because once you get in water that's up over the top of the wheels in a vehicle, you're going to go where the water's going to take you, not where you're going to go.
Yes, very sad. Very sad. You have to be careful and stay safe, stay alive.
Yeah. Now, with everything that's going along tonight, we are going to tease what we're going to do next, because a break will be coming right up on us. But what we're going to be doing here is, folks, the president just scored a huge legal win in, of all places, California. And guess who's sitting out in California right now? Why, that would be Kyle Warren, correct?
That's right. I'm right here. Yeah,
yeah, and we're going to talk about that, because this was the bit about the tax returns, not just the president's, but other people's as well, that we're going to need to be submitted, or they wouldn't be on the ballot. And here comes the music in my ear, so hang on, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. I am broadcasting live and in living color from our great flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. So don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to tell you how to reach us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug. Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, you sure are. And I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, and I'm broadcasting live from my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, all across the country. And thanks very much for tuning in and chiming in. We've already had some people saying howdy, howdy. Hello to Richard, our Marine out there in Oregon. Hello to Al. How are you doing? Hello to Trucker Ed. And by the way, Trucker Ed, I like that one with the dog that said he knew you weren't out of treats. And this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. And if you're struggling with severe nagging pain, and boy, I've got plenty of it. Arthritis is just part of my problems, but back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, good God. But if you got any kind of pain, including muscle aches, let me suggest to you the 3-week quick start from Relief Factor, because that's how I got started and it worked for me. Quite simply, it worked for me. So that being said, you can order the 1995 3-week quick start, all natural, nothing narcotics in it, none of that. It's all natural. It's good for you instead of something that's not good for you by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And I had a question from a listener yesterday that wanted to know if you could schedule your payment date on it and all that stuff, you know, so that's taken out of your card if you decide to go with it on a regular basis. I don't know. I can't answer that. I tried to, I submitted an email yesterday to try to get an answer for that, and I just don't know. Maybe that's all I can say. You don't know till you ask. So, relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. It works for me, and hopefully it will work for you too and give you some relief. All righty. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, again, we got to move on. I feel sorry for the people down there in Houston, Texas, and Beaumont, down that area, that stretch of I-10. But nature is taking its course, so just have to see what happens.
That's exactly right. And, of course, people are helping each other, we know. And there are other area shelters in Houston, by the way, that are open, Captain. We understand that there are several. These are all available if you simply do a search. But we know that, for example, there's Chambers, East Chambers County High School is open. That's in Winnie. St. Timothy Lutheran Church is open in Houston. Calvary Baptist Church, various other places, Orange County Convention Expo Center, Lakewood Church, we understand, is also open to help those who are being displaced by the flooding. So there's a lot of different places people can go if they need.
And again, to all the truckers out there, if you don't need to be on I-10, don't go anywhere near Houston, east-west. You stay up on 20 if you can do it. You certainly are going to have to cut to, north somewhere and go around Houston because of all the rain that's there. Beaumont to Houston, a bad area. All right, well, let me just check something here for a second. Okay, there you go. Now, California, yesterday, a federal judge blocked the California law requiring candidates, all candidates, including President Trump, from having to submit their tax returns in order to be on the ballot. Now, that's a good thing, but I don't know how long that's going to last. Do you?
Well, this is a big victory for the president because, of course, it's enumerated in the Constitution what you need to be able to be in order to run for president. But California, in this case, decided to pass a law directed really at one individual, and I think even on its face, for that very reason alone, the law should not go through, because they did this to try to hurt President Trump. So it really wasn't some sort of, altruistic, thing that the governor and the legislature were trying to do. In fact, Governor Newsom said, at the bill signing, he said, and I quote, "These are extraordinary times and states have a legal and moral duty to do everything in their power to ensure leaders seeking the highest offices meet minimal standards and restore public confidence," unquote. Well, that's really not Gavin Newsom's call, because there's this group of people out there called the voters who decide who gets elected. And that's been our system for well over two centuries. It seems to work pretty well. And unfortunately, this move by Gavin Newsom and the California legislature, the Democrats in the legislature, is failing at this point.
Now, I just heard from Catwoman and Road Dog. They're changing drivers right now. They're headed north. They're up in Mount Vernon, Illinois. And they said that they had some rain in Arkansas, but nothing like what they saw down in Texas. Well, I can believe that. Now, this rain, folks, is going north, too. So, Arkansas, you're not out of the woods yet. You'll see some of this rain. Not like what we've seen down in Texas, but I would say several inches of rain is possible, which could create a problem up in Arkansas. And they're listening to us, and we thank you guys very much for chiming in, Catwoman and Road Dog. So, very important, because the truckers out there, let me know what's going on out there in the highways and byways.
Yes, absolutely. And thanks to Catwoman and Road Dog for that, because, yeah, there's still a lot of people going to be affected by this.
That's right.
And, yeah, and this is just an unbelievable storm. But as you were saying before, Captain, I believe it stayed out there in the Gulf.
It was out there for over 10 days, Kyle, just churning up, gathering all the moisture in it over 10 days. And any time we have a storm that sits pretty much in one area and moves very slowly, all it does is gather more rain and more rain. We saw it with Dorian, remember?
Oh, yes.
More and more rain, and away it goes, and that's what's happened there. Now, and by the way, the back end of the storm is still, I think, over the Gulf of Mexico, not by much, so it's still drawing all that moisture in it.
Exactly. So we're not out of the woods yet.
Right. Now, speaking of out of the woods, there's a new poll that came out. And it's rather surprising to me that Elizabeth Warren's ahead, number one, but by the amount that she's ahead over Joe Biden.
Right. I think there's a poll that shows her with 30%, Biden with 24%.
Uh-huh.
Exactly. Sanders trailing 10 points behind Biden, and Buttigieg exactly half of that behind Sanders. So he's got 7%, Sanders with 14%. And so this is very interesting, and of course there is an ongoing sort of air war against Biden with the gaffes. Biden keeps providing fuel fuel for that air war.
Did it again yesterday.
Exactly. Well, all these different things. And even though all that's been trying to be tamped down by some in the media, it's just not working. And so I guess the voters, the primary voters, and perhaps the DNC is looking around maybe for the least worst candidate they can find out of the lineup there.
Yeah.
And it looks to be Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen to Elizabeth Warren talking about, oh gosh, terrorists might in fact be coming across the border. Listen to this.
We also need to refocus our border security. The idea of having an immigration system that can't tell the difference in the risk posed by a terrorist, a criminal, and a 12-year-old girl is a badly broken system. We need to put more emphasis, too, on the criminals, on the terrorists, and on the contraband that's coming through.
Does she not know what fake ID is?
Probably.
Does she not know what these terrorists are doing? Some of these Arabs, they're getting their beards cut, they're getting their hair cut, they got the fake documents, and they're coming in from the Middle East by way of the southern border.
By way of the southern border.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, her whole, framework is going to be the immigration system is broken and we're being mean to people and we're prejudging them and all these kinds of things. But at the same time, Captain, I didn't hear a word from Elizabeth Warren there about the fact that there are people who will use that 12-year-old child.
That's right.
To get themselves across the border. They could care less. Fake ID is a fake family.
Yeah.
And this is a major, major problem, and I would like to hear her address that at the same time.
Yeah. Now, Prime Minister Trudeau up in Canada is in all kinds of trouble right now, not only because he used dark face, apparently, when he was 29 years of age at some function, but also because now they found out that he did it in high school in some sort of play, and he's going, oh, I didn't know, I'm so sorry, this, that, and the other. Is that good? And by the way, they have an election coming up. Is that going to cost him?
It could cost him politically. We'll have to see just how much. But what will, I think, part of the perception might be that one time, you could sort of play it off as, well, we were having fun or yada, 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 that kind of thing. And people might be forgiving. But if it looks like it's a pattern, because his statement was, well, we're doing this and such, but through through our eyes of 2019, we can see how this was a racist thing to do. It was not right, and I apologize, that kind of thing. But if it looks like it's a pattern, then it doesn't look like it's something that he could sort of schlep off as being a one-time sort of mistake or this kind of thing or an ill-informed action. It could cost him, yeah.
All right, well, hold that thought. We got the break music coming in. Here it comes. I can hear it in my ear right now. I'm going to put you over on hold, and folks will be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we continue to truck on during the night. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind. Come on now.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New this hour, we learn at least two people killed in flooding in Texas. More than 40 inches of rain falling. One man killed while trying to rescue his horses from flooding between Houston and Beaumont.
It doesn't make any sense for everybody to get on the road and be stuck on the road or in a lot of water. You're still going to be there and unsafe.
And Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner urging people in his city not to call 911 unless it's a real emergency.
If you're simply stuck on the road or on the shoulder or in some place, but you're safe in terms of being dry, that is not a 911.
In other news, Israel divided, a third election possible, as Benjamin Netanyahu in the Likud party tied with Benny Gantz in his blue and white party in an extremely close election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my very good friends at Geico Insurance. And yeah, Geico Insurance is a company that carries yours truly, the captain, on their rolls. And they've been very good to me over the years that I've had them. I would recommend them to anybody. So if you want to check and see if they can save you some money like they did me and still do for that matter, go to Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico. Geico.com. Now, Geico was started as a government employees insurance company. That's where the word Geico comes from. And it was put together years ago for people that work for the federal government and state governments to be able to have an opportunity as a group to buy insurance and get a lower rate. And sure enough, it works. So, they offer you coverage for just about everything you own, starting with your car, your truck, your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your snowmobile, your Sea-Doo, your Ski-Doo, whatever. And they can help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too through your local Geico insurance agent. Now all you got to do is go to the website geico.com, geico.com. You type in your zip code, you find out who your local agent is, and you can either do it all right there on the web, or you can find out who your local agent is and then go from there. Geico, geico.com. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We've got our friendly Uber driver, David, chiming in here, and he's telling us it was a costume party that apparently the Canadian Prime Minister was involved in years ago, and a play where you're supposed to get dressed up. I don't think that Trudeau should have to apologize. He's already apologized, and that they got bigger fish to fry. Well, they do, but of course, it's just the way it works in politics, right, Kyle?
Well, that's right, and virtually anything, and this is what's going on now. Of course, nobody wants to offend anybody,
right.
And certainly, if someone has offended someone, then typically they will apologize. That's the right thing to do, ultimately. But in politics, of course, and especially with the new politics, the idea being that if somebody can find something that they can sort of quote unquote expose.
Dirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and anything that would, by today's standards, look really heinous, whatever that might be, then they can gain power over you, and they can get more power for themselves, because they now will be the arbiters of what is good, moral, and right. And that's a very dangerous sort of setting, because normal people, they understand right and wrong. They understand they don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, you've got people that want to have they want to have the power over the society, no doubt.
By the way, it's being reported that the Democrats are some 43 votes shy in the House of Representatives by some of the Democrats that are concerned, I guess, if they go along with this impeachment thing, that they're going to get voted out of office because they're in very tight races back where they came from.
Well, right. Yeah, this is, of course, because Nadler keeps just absolutely moving forward with this kind of thing. He said the other day he didn't want to deal in semantics about what is this called. Is it an impeachment probe or an inquiry or what have you? And it does make a difference what it's called, because then if you call witnesses and so forth, they can't sort of hide behind any kind of privilege, basically. But even Nadler understands that he's not going to get to that point just yet. The idea of impeachment altogether, I think many of the Democrats understand that it is a lose-lose situation for them. There is no reason to impeach the president, and to continue to do so simply shows that the Democrat brand is completely deteriorated. They have nothing more than a hatred of Donald Trump, and that doesn't help the country.
Well, AOC is in trouble in her district back in New York City because she hasn't delivered the bacon, number one. And number two, she's got at least two challengers, Democratic challengers, running against her. And she's got at least two Republican challengers that aren't too bad running against her. Now, it's predominantly a Democratic district, but still, the mere fact that she's got challengers that are going to challenge her this time around, she ought to be thinking real hard about what happens if she does, in fact, go along with all this stuff when the people in her district are shouting out for her to do something for the people in the district.
Well, yeah, and do things like don't keep Amazon from coming in and bringing thousands of jobs into your area.
Paying, I don't know, $80,000 to $100,000 a year or somewhere thereabouts, right?
Right, exactly.
Jeez.
Good jobs. If I was the candidate or advising the other candidates, I might say, bring up this question, when did AOC or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, when did she really want to, do the job of being a congresswoman? When did she, really want to, or even make any real moves to do the kinds of things that the congressional representatives really do? It seems like she got a national platform. She's, of course, a media darling, a socialist darling, as it were,
mm-hmm.
and a spokesperson for the rise of the left.
Yeah. Now, are you ready for another stranger but truth political statement?
Certainly.
You know who Andrew Yang is, right?
Oh, yes, Andrew Yang, yeah.
He wants to give everybody $1,000.
Right.
Yep, okay, and to do whatever, thanks to the government. He now has come out with another plan. The government needs to modify Americans' diets by taxing the cattle industry.
Yeah, do you even hear the wording there? They're going to modify our diet.
Yeah, because we shouldn't be eating a bunch of meat.
That's right, because they know better. And they know better than we do. And so the America quite quite rightly so, has been called the home of the brave and the land of the free. And so people should be able to sort of, you know, eat meat if they want to. Health things and diet and balance can all be debated. But you see, in that terminology, they're going to modify it for you.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be the overlords of the whole thing. And that is un-American.
And we have something that we're going to start calling the Social Justice Jackass segment of the show, and this one belongs to Beto O'Rourke. Beto crashed and burned in the Ask Me Anything questions and answer thing that he had going on in his Facebook page, and he had to delete a whole bunch of posts because of what some of the people were asking him, with some people that were frustrated, and his jokes made about furry things.
Right. Well, you know, on the one hand, you have Andrew Yang saying he's going to modify your diet for you. Beto's going to come get your guns. Are these winning political strategies? I mean, I just don't know.
I don't think so.
I can't imagine. Yeah.
I don't think so. Do you?
No, I don't think so at all. But in their brains, it makes total sense because they really do see it's a fundamental difference of how we look at government. Is the government of, by, and for the people, or is it a government of those over the people? This is a big difference.
All right. Now, the president over the weekend is going to be receiving a whole bunch of military plans telling him what he could do should he decide to strike some targets in Iran, what the targets might be, where they're at. He's going to be given a pre-selected list of targets. And of course, this is all being discussed with our allies, with Saudi Arabia. But anything that's done in the Middle East has to be done with Saudi Arabia right there beside us, and they should actually be leading the charge.
Well, right, because at this point in everything, regardless of some of the other incidents that have occurred recently, this is an attack upon Saudi Arabia, which is a sovereign country. And then the United States, of course, is an ally, and would certainly want to help our ally, but it can't simply be a United States almost unilateral type of a thing. But that being said, Iran, of course, continues to say that if the U.S. does any kind of attack, it's going to spark a, quote, all-out war, basically. And I don't doubt them when they say that.
Because they're going to aim everything they got at Israel.
Right. Exactly.
Yep.
Or our interests. Or they're going to go after a carrier group. Or they're going to do something that is really, really bad. And at that point, the president could be responding not so much as an ally of Saudi Arabia, but as someone who's been primarily attacked. And so it could quickly escalate. But I think the Iranian government needs to understand that once the world gets together, and the president's going to put together a coalition, and it's going to be pretty ironclad, that they are going to lose and lose badly. And hopefully the very thought of that will keep them from trying to escalate this any further.
Yeah, and it would be in the best interest of countries like, Russia, China, to tamper down the Iranians and say, hey, look, back off. You got to stop this.
Well, that's exactly right. They blew up a Saudi oil field, for goodness sake. I mean, that is an absolute act of war, and one would think you could have a major conflict.
All right, we got to go, and I will talk to you tomorrow. So have a good one. Just stay low.
Thank you, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and he'll be back tomorrow on the program, so don't go anywhere. We are coming right back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Gosh, we got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight, especially down there in the Houston area. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support.
support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
I went out with just a little boy. I started
CCR right there bringing in this Truckers Highway Byway Report right now, because you might want to be born on a bayou right about now. If you're in the Houston, Texas area and going east along I-10, you might want to consider getting up north to Houston and finding another route. Now, if you're already coming towards El Paso, I would strongly suggest that you get up on 20 and take 20 across into Louisiana and then come down 49 the way that we used to years ago, down out of Mississippi, down to I-10 area that way. Because I-10 right now is impassable in several areas, not only in the lower sections along Houston, especially Houston east towards Beaumont, but they've had as much as 43 inches of rain over in the Beaumont area, as well as in the southwestern corner of Louisiana. Very, very low there, and 43 inches of rain is definitely a huge problem. Now, the water's starting to recede a little bit, but it'll be several days before it gets down to where it's now under roads and whatnot, the highways anymore. So there will be additional rain, not anything like what they've seen in those areas. But now the heavy rain starts to move to the north into the Ark-La-Tex region, which means southwestern Arkansas and northeastern Texas and northwestern Louisiana, you're going to be getting this rain. This rain is going to continue to move. It's going to go up into the upper head into the Midwest. Now, on Friday, a cold front is arriving in the upper Midwest and will likely produce severe thunderstorms and locally heavy rain. Now, if you're up there tonight in, Wisconsin, you've got a lot of pea soup fog running out of Illinois, running north, covering Milwaukee all the way up to Green Bay, all the way over to Madison. So you're going to have some real problems. And in the northeastern corner of Iowa, again around Bettendorf and the truck stops region there along the river, the Quad Cities, as they like to call it in Iowa, you've got some rain. You've got some flash flooding watches there. You've also got some scattered rain south of Chicago, down towards the Indiana line, over into the northwestern corner of Indiana tonight. So be advised about that, too. That could create some problems there and some delays. Now, in Florida, we'll go over there for a minute because we've got some issues with the weather over on the east coast of Florida tonight. There's some fog, some showers over in the Jacksonville area, and some scattered showers going on down 95 down south of Melbourne, down towards looks like Vero Beach down in that area, maybe West Palm. But definitely some weather to be concerned about. Other than that, you're not looking bad in the Northeast. The big problem is Texas, southeast Texas, flooding, intense flooding, water in the Beaumont area up to the traffic lights in some portions of Beaumont. And I don't need to tell you how high up in the air that is, okay? So there you go. Now, let's keep on looking out west, because in New Mexico, the northeastern part of New Mexico, I-40, Tucumcari, you've got some rain there. And, again, the ground has been very dry, and the rain is just washing off, creating some flash flooding there in that area. Also, you've got some frost warnings tonight up in Colorado, northwestern Colorado, and the south-central part of Wyoming. Between Laramie and Cheyenne, you'll have some frost warnings there. You've got some freeze warnings up tonight, the first ones I've seen in northwestern Wyoming and southwestern Montana. Temperatures up there will be down in the 20s tonight, so be advised, it's starting to be cold weather. You start traveling out there now this time of the year, you better have a jacket with you. And also unsettled weather conditions in parts of Utah. You have a red flag fire warning in the southeastern corner of Utah tonight, I-70 going across Richfield, Utah. You definitely will have some problems there in terms of fire watches. And the western part of Nevada, unsettled weather conditions tonight, as well as the eastern part and northeastern part of California, I-80, Donner, Auburn Hills, some uncertain weather conditions there as to what may or may not happen. Now, keep in mind, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our good friends at your local Pilot and Flying J truck stops. Now, Pilot is not your average daddy's truck stop anymore, because you keep hearing me tell you this, and to you younger drivers that don't realize this, years ago, Pilot used to be a self-service fuel stop. You run inside, you pay for your fuel, you give them your comm check, whatever it is you were paying on, you grab yourself a hot dog, you grab yourself a soda, a cup of coffee, bag of chips, and it's out the door and you're gone. It was known as a quick, fast place to fuel, and the fuel was always reasonable because of it. Well, now, Pilot has grown up. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. They've got these Pilot Travel Centers, which is a converted truck stop they bought from another chain, and don't need to get into all that, but they actually converted it and made it into a much better place. And you've got places in there like Arby's, Chester's Chicken, Dairy Queen. You might have a Denny's sit-down restaurant, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, maybe even a full-service Cinnabon, or a Huddle House, or Moe's Southwest Grill, or even a full-service Dunkin' Donuts, too, where guess what? They got breakfast, they got lunch, and they got dinner now at the Dunkin' Donuts places, because I know, because they got one in my neighborhood, and I've been in there at different times just to see what they got. Soup, salads, sandwiches, besides the donuts and the breakfast and all that stuff. So, there you go. But not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Pilots and Flying J's. And Flying J's, I don't need to explain about the Flying J travel centers to most of the drivers out there. You all know what it said, what it is. Now, the other thing is if you pull in there and you tell them the captain sent you while you're getting your fuel, of course, you get yourself a nice free cup of coffee. But why don't you get one of those nice travel mugs, too? Get one of those nice travel mugs and fill it up, because every time you show up, it's going to be like a refill. That's what I would do if it were me and I were back out on the road, because I remember I had a couple of those big old travel cups that I carried with me when I was out there. My wife had one and I had one, and it's all good. And to our friends out there, up there, especially in Valdosta, Georgia, that have the radio on at night and are playing the radio show, we appreciate you very much, and thank you very much for doing what you do. And one of these days, we're going to stop by that one up there in Valdosta, because Scott James is going to call me and say, hey, Captain, I want you to come up and help me at one of my events. He's running for mayor in Valdosta, and I told him that I would come up there on a weekend and help him out. So we'll see what we can do. Hopefully he's going to do that sooner rather than later, so we can get up there and help our friend out. And Scott, if you're up there in Valdosta, you folks that are listening to us in Valdosta on FM 92.1, he's a really good guy running for mayor. He should be your next mayor, because I know him personally, and he's as honest as the day is long. And he's not a politician. He's not a perfume powder snake like some other names I can mention, but I won't. But he's got your best interests in mind. So there you go. Now, I'll be back right after the top of the hour. Ms. Rosemary's just hanging in there, ready to go. And we will have more for you on the Captain's America Third Watch. But in the meantime, say your prayers for the folks down there in Houston and Beaumont. 43 inches of rain, and it's still raining in some of those areas.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.